morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 77. 77 days in a row. Hopefully you've listened to the majority of these Morning Connection podcasts. Have you made this a part of your morning ritual, your daily discipline? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast with so much information out there. So many people to listen to. You're taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. I take this responsibility, and that's the way I see it. I take it very seriously. I will not let you down here every single morning, again, for the last 77 days. So here we are Sunday morning. Are you having a good weekend? Are you having a productive weekend? What is it for you? Thanks for checking in. Let's go through our daily disciplines. What was that thing yesterday that you did that even impressed you? With everything that you do, you broke out of your normal zone of what you normally do, what you normally like to do, you feel comfortable doing, but you were striving for more. You pushed yourself past that, whether it's inside or outside of the gym. What was that one thing that you did that even impressed you, built your level of self-confidence? And then what was that cool moment? You know, and this doesn't have to be something that you necessarily worked for. Maybe it's just something you observed about your life, what's going on, your relationships. I don't know, maybe your favorite college football team won yesterday. I don't know. But you just sat back and said, wow, this is cool. And, you know, with that thing that impressed you or that cool moment, did you notice it at the time? Are you conditioning your brain to look for those things now and build that momentum, that confidence, that appreciation for what's going on? And then what's that thing that you really want? By this time, if you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast, I asked that question. There should be pictures in your mind of that thing that you say that you want. Now, I've been sharpening my conditioning thinking that way myself as we've been doing this every single morning. This is benefiting me just as much as it's benefiting you. And so I start getting pictures of this thing in my mind that I really, really want. Something way outrageous. You know, if I could not fail, if I were to string together months and months of just awesome productivity, everything aligned, got people involved, created such win-win situations, I mean, this is what the reward would be, right? And so my wife and I, we went to the bookstore. Right, haven't spent a lot of time at a bookstore lately, but went to the magazine rack. We got all these different magazines and started looking through them, get some ideas, stimulate thought. So, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, I want to accomplish this or that or achieve this or whatever. And then you put mental images in your mind of what that would feel like, taste like, smell like, look like, right? You know, but if it's something that you really haven't been thinking about for a long time, I mean, how crisp can your images be? If you do have crisp images, then you probably have been thinking about it a long time, right? So it's one of these new things. And one thing, I was looking through these magazines, what I realized is that, wow, you know, I haven't really thought about that much. I really haven't. There are tons of things that I've looked for, I strived for, that haven't constant thoughts in my mind, 10, 20, 100 times a day, right? Fitness, connecting with you on a podcast, producing videos, Mass Machine Nutrition, the people involved, social media, everything like that. I mean, I think about those things dozens and dozens of times every single day. And it's no wonder why I make progress in those areas. At the same time, though, I had this big thing probably on my dream list, my dream board, or whatever. It was written down as a goal many times over the years, right? But how many times did I really think about it every single day? It was like looking through a book that thoughts and emotions and perspective that I've never seen before. And it just made me think, you know, how can I really, I don't care how many times I say it, and I don't care, well, I don't care how many times I put it down on my list if I don't review it, if I don't think about it every single day. How can this happen? Your mind has to see it. And that's why I do this mental conditioning every single morning. So along with you, I can force myself to see it. And, you know, taking the action yesterday, going to the bookstore, you know, getting some magazines, looking through the pictures is because I'm stimulating the thought. I'm forcing something that isn't my natural, normal way of thinking or doing, even though that's what I say I want to do. Until you make it, you don't just, you start doing things, and that doing things is because you get that real clear image in your mind. And you know, it's stuff we all know, right? I'm not telling you anything earth-shattering, but you have to break out of your normal pattern of doing everything the way you're doing it now. Even if it, you think it's working, even if it feels good, whether it's really something that leads you to that turkey dinner or it's really a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, whatever it is, you got to break out of your normal way of thinking and maybe stop thinking about the same old things if you're going to really have that thing. Yeah, just a matter of focus. And sometimes you have to force that focus if you're ever going to make those changes, because it really starts with that mental imagery. And man, like I said, I'm not saying anything that's so earth-shattering or so original, but as I went through that, I finally pushed myself to go out of my way to put that this new stimulus, that new, you know, new visions, new images in my brain, if I had to manufacture them, because I don't have the references, I haven't been going in those circles, it's never going to happen. You know, it's like I said, when, you know, talking to my wife, we're retooling, you know, this weekend, really making some new goals and new plans. And I was just telling her, is that, you know, number one, you got to just think differently. You got to introduce new thoughts, new images into your mind every single day. Then you got to take different actions every single day. And of course, they'll start with those new thoughts every single day. And then the third part of it is that to help you interject thoughts, you're going to have to put yourself in the company of those people who have those things or those experiences, those levels of achievement that you want. You're somehow, some way, are going to have to get around them or their written down thoughts or their videos or whatever to introduce new thoughts in your mind. Because you can't, man, I guess through time you can just keep on pushing, visualizing it, and that will, you know, I guess you'll will your way there eventually, I guess. But you're going to have to introduce new thoughts. And the best way to do it is to just open your eyes, close your mouth. You know, I guess I said that a few days ago on a podcast, and my wife thought that was a great phrase. Open your mind, close your mouth, and then get in the company of those people who speak it, breathe it, live it, do it at the level that you want. And then just absorb everything, because you're going to have to introduce new thoughts. Your way of thinking isn't going to take you there. Right? So that means that you have to read an autobiography. You have to, I don't know, sign up for a Facebook fan page of some area of your life that you really, you know, you think it's cool, you think it would be great to achieve, but you really don't hang around those people. And if I were looking at my Facebook pages, I would say 99% of the people are health and fitness. And that's, they are crazy passionate about health and fitness. And if they have other things going on in their life, they certainly don't do a lot of it posting on, you know, their Facebook pages, right? And that's great. I mean, this is, you know, people, birds of a feather flock together, right? But I was thinking about, if I want to accomplish something that either the people in the fitness industry don't think about that much, or it's not something that they're so passionate about anymore or whatever, that they don't post a lot, how am I ever going to introduce those new thoughts, that new way of thinking? Now, if somebody, and think of the opposite, if somebody who, you know, they've mastered whatever area of their life and they really want to get health and fitness, man, and they were to just log into, like, I don't know, my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter account, and they would be bombarded with people who all they think about is fitness, how to master it. I mean, if you really step back and think about the fitness world, all the silly little fights people talk about how to do an exercise right or wrong, or how they prioritize body part training, and he's stupid for doing it that way, and he's stupid for doing it that way, and this person eats these kinds of foods, and that person eats that kind of food, and the paleo diet is stupid, and this and that, and reverse dieting, and metabolic damage. I mean, geez, to the nth degree how it's broken down, right? That's how people in our industry, our focus group, break things down, right? Now, I'll tell you, if you really wanted to master your bodybuilding training fitness, I mean, wow, how awesome would that be in one way to jump in this where there's total masters in this area that everybody, male or female, has these ripped abs, right? You definitely get into the mindset of what it takes to make that happen. If you didn't, you know, get overwhelmed with all these crazy passionate people who have broken it down into so much detail, right? And I guess that's always the challenge. But the point is, you'd be introduced to a whole new way of thinking, and that's what you're going to have to do. Again, so, you know, to accomplish that thing to that level that you've never been before, and it could be just, subsection of what you're already doing, right? And by that, I mean, you could be into health and fitness, have a lot of people who in your circles who talk about it, you think about it, you look at it. But the subsection might be contest preparation, to enter a contest. A subsection of that subsection might be bodybuilding, I don't know, versus men's physique or whatever, right? Because if you had a group of bodybuilders who are competing versus men's physique, right, they'd have a whole different approach. You know, I don't know, one would be talking about, multicolored banana hammocks, or the other people would be talking about the fine points of board shorts. I don't know, right? But the point is that you're going to have to interject new thoughts, new images, new pictures in your mind, maybe a lot more than you're thinking right now. That stimulates the thought. Then you're going to have to start taking different actions. Even if your day is packed, even if it's jammed, you're going to have to take different actions every single day than you're doing right now. That may be a lot bigger of a challenge than you might think, especially if you think your life is working well right now, and then you have it, you know, the whole 24 hours already kind of allocated, and you think that's kind of working for you, right? Where is the time to master a whole new different area? Where are you going to get that? Something's got to go, right? Maybe something that you think is important. And the more time that you can devote to that new area of focus, right? What if you can have 5 hours a day, all right? Or let's just say 2 hours a day. That 2 hours a day has to come out of somewhere that's already been allocated, right? So new images, new daily actions out of those images. And then the third part is you have to introduce a whole new way of thinking that you've never thought before. You've never been to that other side, right? Even if you were in fitness, you don't know about men's physique, right? And especially if that's just a subsection of what you're doing, but if it's something just totally different, you're going to have to somehow, some way, get on, like I said, a whole new different group of people's social media pages, their YouTube sites, their websites, their autobiographies, their podcast, right? Really interesting, man. This whole game of life, the challenge of life, the jigsaw puzzle, the combination, like you can see, it's just this constant game that you play. So I hope that you're working on this, building up that condition of visualizing what it is you really, really want. All right. And, you know, as I talk about this game, this challenge, this puzzle, you know, one thing I want to talk about this morning is that, like you said, you allocate your time. If you are taking the time to think about it, what you do with your time makes sense to you, right? You don't feel like you're wasting a whole lot of time. The question is what you're doing really working? And is it working to the level that you hope to? Right? It's really easy if you just have this time, you feel lazy, and you haven't taken the time to allocate your time. Then that's, you know, in one way, that's great because you just know you can take any action. Something is better than nothing. It'll move you in the right direction. But let's just talk about maybe an advanced level challenge. This is kind of where I kind of feel that I'm at right now. is that when is it that you're not doing the right things? No matter if they make you feel good, it doesn't matter if it helps other people, it doesn't matter, you know, even if it's somewhat productive, right? When is it that what you're doing, you have to abandon what you're doing and try different things, even if you go backwards? So you got to radically change what you're doing. You've allocated all your time and energy and effort. You are enjoying it. You are somewhat productive. You are creating value, but it's just not the right allocation of your time and energy. When is it the right time to quit versus just being persistent and tenacious? You just keep on doing the same thing over and over again and then hope for your big breakthrough. How do you know that? How do you know when it's time, right? When is it just being smart, being intelligent with the time that you invest in things versus, no, it's time to just stick it out and keep on doing what you're doing, right? There's one thing that I continually ask you to think about, and I do too all the time, is what's the highest and best use of your time? Right? I ask you all the time, is what you're doing the highest and best use of your time to get you where you really want to go in life? Right? And that's another reason that so many things that I do in this podcast is I have you continually ask yourself what it is in your life that you really want. You really want. If you could not fail, if you are unstoppable, if you were to string together a series of months or even years together, with efficient, effective, tenacious, consistent work, using your people skills to get other people involved in the process because you create so much value, what would be that thing? And then you work backwards from there to fill in what you should do every single day, how you should think every single day. You know, because you can't make those decisions on what projects are the best allocation of your time, you know, if you don't really have a clear, you know, bullseye. Or it's not ambitious enough, right? If I were to, I don't know, let's just say something that, something just, I don't know, simple. Let's just use money because money is something that everybody can relate to. Let's just say I had this outrageous number. And let's say, I don't want to put any value because everybody has different values for money. But say I just wanted to make 10 measures of unit of money. Right? 10 measures of unit of money, right? If that 10 would be how I would get there would be a lot different than if it was 100 measures, units of measure for money, right? Right? I would have to think differently, be more efficient. I don't know. Maybe I'd work longer and harder. Maybe not. Maybe I'd have to take more risk for 100 than I would for 10. But if I set up my whole life to achieve 10, and then I fill in all the work backwards, right? And then I achieve 10, I can't just do more of the same and then achieve 100 units of measure, right? You know what I mean? Just working longer and harder isn't going to do it. Let's use a different example, right? Let's just say I was working out and training, and I just wanted to be the biggest guy and strongest guy in my gym, right? That was my goal, and I worked towards that. I got all the thoughts and actions. I went towards that, and I became the strongest guy in my gym, right? If I wanted to be the best competitive bodybuilder on stage in the whole country, it's a whole lot different goal, right? So my question would be, if I did whatever the thoughts and actions to become the strongest guy in my gym, could I just keep on doing that for the next 10 years and become the best competitive bodybuilder in the country? The question would be, probably not. You'd probably have to start doing a lot of things differently that made you successful at this level. You can't do all those things, or you have to ramp it up a whole bunch to become that second goal. See, the thing that what a lot of people do in life, and I've definitely done a lot of times before, is that I didn't think big enough at the beginning. And so I developed, you know, a mindset, and I achieved something, and then I set my goals higher, and I realized I couldn't just do more of the same. I had to be more elegant, sophisticated, and more advanced in my approach. But I wasted all, if I would have thought that, I would have been that ambitious at the beginning, all that time I spent to get to the lower goal, you know, I would have been training, eating, whatever it takes, thinking differently to do that. So it's really important to think big enough, you know, right from the very beginning. Hope that makes sense. You know, let's see. I'm neither a millionaire or a billionaire, but what I have put myself in the company of people who have made a lot of money, and it's been their part of their occupation, their passion to help other people achieve wealth. But from what I understand, and this, you know, it talks about my point and addresses the point that I'm just making, is what I've been told is that the mindset of becoming a millionaire is much, much, much different than what you would have to do to become a billionaire, right? To become a billionaire, it's a whole different way of thinking to become a millionaire, right? So a millionaire can't just do the things that a millionaire does and just do it for, I don't know, 10 whatever years and become a billionaire. It doesn't work that way. He's got to use all those 10 years thinking like a billionaire would. All right? And so, like I said, I am evaluating. Like I said, here we are on Sunday. My day is just packed with things. Right now, it is been up since 5 o'clock this morning doing this podcast for you at 6:45 right now on Sunday morning. And then been working on Mass Machine Nutrition since 5. Got some more things to do with that. I have committed to one-on-one phone consultations at both 8 and 9 o'clock today. And then I have committed to doing a half an hour podcast every single week for my Results University students. Shout out to my Results University students every single week with my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course. So on top of that, here it is on Sunday. It's my wife's birthday tomorrow. And so I got to get out there, make her day special. I get to make that day special, plus spend time with my family on this Sunday. And plus, I think I told you the things that we've been doing with our own goals, right? So, and this is on a Sunday. Just imagine what my weekdays are like. And so I've got to sit back and say, well, you know, what's the highest and best use of my time? Not the things that are cool, not the things that may create smaller value. They may be nice little things, but I constantly have to assess if it's the highest and best use of my time. Like I said, just like you guys have to do. And, you know, as we talk every single morning, you know, I hope that you're realizing that, you know, working hard, again, that's why I say, is that, you know, that really shouldn't be such a high standard or a goal of yours, working hard. It's about working efficiently. You know, like I said, all those things that I've just mentioned, that's just on my Sunday, a high level. I have to work hard, a certain skill level that it took me years to develop. But is that getting me where I need to go? One thing I've been talking about with this Morning Connection podcast, boy, I love it. Been getting great feedback from you guys. Now, hey, I'll tell you, I'm still, like I mentioned yesterday, I'm doing that contest. Write me two sentences, two paragraphs, two pages, whatever it is, what you've been learning from this podcast, how this has been helping you, right? And I've got a prize for you, my Results University, the 26 hours of bodybuilding and training footage, 23 more hours of audio and workbooks, plus the 11 hours of the Manformation program for the best entry. And who knows, I might do many winners, all right? But, you know, so I have to see, is this the highest and best use of my time? And sure, it's cool. Sure, it's cool. You guys like it, but I can't just do something based on that. You know, right now I'm thinking, all right, we've done this. This is cool. I could probably go to 100 podcast. Here we are in 77. So I can go 100. We can just bundle this all together and say 100 days, just me and Skip LaCour, you and I hanging out, talking about life, right? And end it at 100, right? And you pretty much can, if you love this type of connection, if you like this type of habit, what you can do is just go back to one again and then listen to them in consecutive. And hell, you can listen to all 100 three times each, learn something totally do, because you're a new person. 100 days from now, if you were to listen to this again and I'm making all these points, you will have grown. You would have brought new elements into your life, right? You would hear this whole podcast in a whole different way 100 days from now. And so what if you were to do it, the 100 podcasts, like three times? It's almost like a whole year of this type of mental conditioning, right? So can I be effective if I were to, you know, end these Morning Connection podcasts at 100, right? Still be as productive. And, you know, this hour, hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half, an hour, will that get me to where I need to go, using my time most efficiently, using my energy most efficiently, and still create that value? You know, these podcasts can live on forever. You know, those are the type of things that I think about, that I urge you to think about. You know, just because you've got a good heart, just because you work hard, just because something's cool and neat, even if it provides value for other people, is it the highest and best use of your time, you know, to get you where you want to go? And which brings in the question that I don't necessarily know if I have an answer to, right, is when is it that you stop doing what it is you're doing, no matter what the appearance of success or productivity it has with it, all right? When do you stop doing that, or you keep on pushing through and that one thing is going to break through? And so the theory would be, yeah, if I did think like a millionaire and I did the things that helped me become a millionaire, just keep on doing it for 2 more years, 5 more years, with the hopes that it makes you a billionaire, right? And those are things you need to think about with everything. And you know what? Nobody has an answer for you. I don't have an answer for you. I don't even have an answer for myself. The only way you're going to know is actually testing it out. And you know what? Every time you take that risk, you know, who knows? Maybe if you did stick it out longer, maybe you would have achieved that billionaire status. Maybe you shouldn't have quit. Or maybe quitting is the best thing in the world. You retool and do a whole different set of strategies. You know, everything comes down to actual testing. You know, I evaluate the growth of, why do I do this? This is to promote Mass Machine Nutrition, to promote my information products, and connect with you by providing value, letting you know who I am, right? So the bottom line, if my business doesn't grow while I do all these podcasts and all the time, you know, probably close to 200 hours invested after I do, 100 podcasts, right? So 100 podcasts, that's at least 50 hours of recorded podcasts, plus the production and posting and everything that goes along with that. So, you know, probably have, you know, getting close to 200 hours invested. What could I have done in those 2 hours? Maybe it's about ads or sales space or negotiating other prices or this or that or creating a new product. You know, would that 150 hours, could the next 150 hours be better spent, right? So, like I said, I'm kind of going through this process, asking these questions along with you. And at the same time, I encourage you to think about those same things. You know, when is it that even though something appears to be a nice thing, do you keep on persisting, or do you dump that, you know, to go on and try something else, right? Just some things to think about on this Sunday morning. So I got to get to work. Like I said, this Sunday is packed for me. A lot of things going on. But here I go again, you know, making this connection with you. I will not let you down. 77 podcasts in a row on our way to 100 podcasts, 100 Morning Connection podcasts. And then I will reevaluate if I'll continue after that. And your input, your support is what I'm going to base, you know, what's the highest and best use of my time. But I do enjoy spending these mornings with you, making this connection. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.